Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here, toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Take control of the airwaves, as we like to say here. Joining you on or in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
We're going to have a special guest to start things out here tonight. I saw the news yesterday that he was going to trial, and then last night saw the news that he won. Carlos Miller is with us from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com. Recently revamped and relaunched his blog after leaving the other website that he was with. Now doing his own thing, PhotographyIsNotACrime.com. Carlos, it's great to have you back on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Good evening, and thanks for having me back on. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, so now let's bring our listeners up to speed with what this trial was about. I know it might have been the last time you were on the show. You did tell us about this. It was the time when you were down at Occupy Miami covering it, because you are a photojournalist by trade. And there was one particular cop that didn't want to let you walk down a street, right?
Yes, and ironically enough, she was the public information officer, meaning she was
the spokesman,
the reporter. I mean, she's the cop who talks to reporters, who
right.
gives information to reporters. And normally these are the cops who don't have you arrested. They're the ones who supposedly protect you from getting arrested.
Now, there was some speculation, and I'm not sure whether it was speculation from you or just something I heard on the interwebs or something like that, that somehow she expected you and that she was there for you in particular.
Well, she did receive an email from the Department of Homeland Security Division basically warning her that I would be there, warning her and other commanding officers, saying that Carlos Miller, a Miami multimedia journalist, will be documenting the eviction tonight. And they made it clear that I've been arrested twice before for taking pictures and documenting police activities, which is really not the most normal thing. You know, there's going to be a lot of reporters there, so you don't have this Homeland Security detective sending out emails about every reporter.
Right.
But
you're different from the average reporter because you're willing to stand up for your rights, which apparently was an issue at the trial. I'm sure you'll tell us more about what the prosecutor had to say about a real reporter here in moments. But weren't you attempting...
A real reporter meaning someone who's mainstream media?
Yeah, somebody who's obedient.
Well, so you're saying tongue-in-cheek.
We'll get to that here in a moment. But, Carlos, so you were basically walking away from the Occupy at the point you were arrested. Is that correct?
Well, what happened was the whole operation, the whole eviction had ended. It was done. All the activists had been dispersed, and these cops were all in their riot gear, and they just gave the command, like, hey, break the line down. So they were walking back to their stations or wherever they were coming from, and it was done. The whole eviction was done. There was no more activists. There was, like, more than 100 cops there, and not a single cop really had an issue with me. There was a lot of other journalists there, and they said, well, okay, the activists are gone. The journalists are here. We don't care. We're done. And I was walking back to my car because it was already getting late. I wanted to start editing the video. And I happened to run into this officer who happened to be the public information officer, and she grabbed me and had me arrested.
Now, what was it for?
I was charged with resisting police without violence, which means that it could mean resisting arrest, but I was not resisting arrest because the video shows I was not. So they were claiming that I had refused the dispersal order that they had given earlier to all the activists, and which is why I was arrested. But you know, I was there as a journalist, and this is what I've done for years, and this is what I've gone to school for. I was being paid to be there, and it really doesn't matter anymore because, you know, that doesn't define a journalist. But they were claiming I was there as an activist, and I had no right to be there. In trial, they were claiming the reason I'm not a journalist was because I was not behind police lines. I was in front of police lines, which, you know, as a videographer, I don't want to get the backside of cops. I want to get the front side of cops. You know, that's the angle I was taking. And, you know, they said, well, you should have been more obedient and you should have been behind police lines for your safety. Well, you know, I take my own chances with my safety.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Carlos, but when I'm in a crowd of normal people and or activists and a crowd of cops, I know where I feel safest.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and whatever, if there's any tension between cops and activists, or even between activists and myself, or even between cops and myself, Well, that's what happens. You deal with it and you go with it. But I'm not going to be all like scared and need people to protect me. You know,
right.
I mean, what my protection is my cameras, and that ultimately was protecting me in this trial because it was the footage I recorded when they arrested me, and it's the footage that they deleted, and it's the same footage I recovered.
Nice.
And they didn't expect that to happen. They expected, well, they would delete my footage, and then therefore, the jury would have to believe their side of the story.
Right.
So, and this is, you know, they had no idea that I'm a little smarter than they are. Well, I can recover the footage, and I can blow it up all over the internet, and I can raise a lot of hell about this. And by then, they had already gone far enough where they couldn't just quietly drop the case like they would do to somebody else.
Yeah.
They had to proceed,
and
they had to come up with their own kind of flimsy arguments as to why I was guilty, which is very laughable. And it's all, I'm going to have the whole trial on my blog eventually because I had to upload a clip by clip, and it's a long trial. And I have two clips up right now from my attorneys, my attorney's opening argument and my other attorney's closing argument, which are both very strong. And these two prosecutors were fresh out of law school. They were trying to make a name for themselves, and they did make a name for themselves. And you know, I'm going to be sure to put their names out there, and their videos out there, and their arguments out there, and their definition of what is a real journalist.
Yeah, let's talk about that because it really rang similar to what happened with Ademo Freeman up here. As you know, he was put in jail for so-called wiretapping charges for the horrible crime of calling government bureaucrats and recording conversations with them. During that trial, the prosecutor attempted to make Ademo look like he was, you know, the devil. Like, if you were to vote him to be not guilty, the entire system would come crashing down, and it would all be over if, you know, this guy was allowed to get away with recording government bureaucrats. And, you know, I don't think Ademo would meet this definition of a real journalist, according to this prosecutor. What was it he said?
Well, my prosecutor, he said I was not a real journalist, number one, because when they first started to prepare for the eviction, the cops all had, a lot of the cops had tear gas guns, and some of the cops had gas masks in their hands. So it looked like they were going to start using tear gas. So at one point, this activist handed me a bandana, and she said, you know, you might want to protect yourself. I've never really been one to hide my face in public. I really don't care. I'm very open about who I am. So I put that mask on, you know, not that it would be much protection, but I figured, you know, if it can protect me for a few seconds while I get the video of them shooting the tear gas, you know, I'll do it. You know, I want to get the footage. And so then their cop reporter or their cop videographer, he had his video camera on me, and they were claiming, well, we knew he was trouble because he had that bandana. Well, that's cool, but you know, when it became evident that they were not going to use tear gas, I pulled the mask down. I didn't need a mask because it was very hard to breathe in it, and I don't need that mask. And they had a clip for me where I was asking the cop videographer into his camera, why can I be on the sidewalk? Because this is at the point where they're evicting us from the sidewalk. They had already evicted us from the park. We were on the sidewalk, and they're trying to push us onto the street. And when I say us, I mean everybody, journalists and activists. And I have bad experience with being on the street because when they arrest you, they claim you're blocking traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to protect myself, and I'm very familiar with the law when it comes to these issues. So I said, well, I'm going to stand on the sidewalk because this is where I feel safer. And they're like, no, get on the street. And I'm like, why can't I be on the sidewalk? I look directly into that cop's camera without my bandana. Why can't I be on the sidewalk? So he testifies, oh, well, Carlos Miller was very antagonistic. Why? Because I was, and I even called him, sir. Sir, why can I be on the sidewalk?
Right.
Well, that's what, so their definition of a journalist is one who does not question authority.
Yep.
One, you know, when they push you off the sidewalk, you say, yes, sir, and you get off that sidewalk. Rather, they go, right. Why should I get off the sidewalk? And,
otherwise, you know, you're antagonistic.
I mean, isn't a journalist supposed to ask questions? I mean, really?
Well, yes, a journalist is supposed to ask questions. You know, unfortunately, you know, what happens is when you work for the mainstream media, and I've worked for the mainstream media for a long time, and I covered police for a long time, and I didn't really fit in the mainstream media, which is why I'm independent now, it's because you're supposed to keep good relations with the cops, because you talk to the cops on a daily basis. You don't want to burn your sources. You don't want to piss them off too much, because then they won't give you the information you want, like in a day or two or for now. You know,
but the crazy thing is, if you had been in the street and you're not a wheeled vehicle, then you could get in trouble for that because pedestrians are supposed to be on the sidewalk.
Well, hang on, Carlos.
Right.
You can stick with us and continue to tell the story, right?
Yes,
more with Carlos Miller in moments from photographyisnotacrime.com. We'll continue. Of course, if you've got a question for him, he's here. 855-453. That's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security, too. So we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over a million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited-time offer, so call now, 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 17,1930. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,761.85, $880.92 for a half ounce, or $440.46 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,761.85, $880.92, and $440.46.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Of these airwaves, dial in toll free. Though if you call now, your calls will be given preference. If you have a question for Carlos Miller, who is joining us here from photographyisnotacrime.com, was where you can go right now if you'd like to read his summary, which I'm sure he's going to be telling us more about here, of what happened, plus play a couple of videos from the trial today, the trial was yesterday, I believe, where he was found not guilty by a jury of basically a resisting arrest charge, but more of like a resisting without violence or resisting a police order. Because it's always amazed me that somebody can be arrested for resisting arrest when there was no other reason to arrest the person in the first place. So this is sounds more like a general kind of just resisting what we tell you to do charge. You're not being obedient enough charge. And in fact, during the trial, they accused him of not being a real journalist, because real journalists are obedient to the state. They do what they're told, and they don't talk back. We'll continue with that here in a moment, but also want to invite you to go to freestateproject.org, because if you're fed up with the continued increasing police state and the oppression of everybody, not just photographers, but the oppression of everybody's rights, then you want to do something about it, you should make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. If you love liberty, go to freestateproject.org. That's what the three of us here did in the studio tonight. Once again, freestateproject.org. There's a great document there called the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. It's very persuasive. There are over 13,000 people now who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 1,100 are already here as part of the Free State Project, and we're making inroads, we're making headway. Free State Project participants are getting elected as both Republicans and Democrats, and it's going pretty well. In fact, Carlos was here earlier this year for the Liberty Forum, which is going to be coming up again, by the way. Liberty Forum, I just handed the dates to you, Mark. I should have kept them, but the Liberty Forum is going to be in late February this year, and the dates are over at freestateproject.org. I believe this year's dates we're looking at, I don't know, I guess I didn't write them down. Anyway, go to freestateproject.org and you can find out more about that. But Carlos, you're back.
That's where I met Carlos, actually.
That's right. Yep. We got to meet him. He came out to Keene, hung out with us for a bit, watched some of us get arrested here. And Carlos, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were telling us about this prosecutor, this new blood prosecutor, fresh out of college, fresh out of law school, wanted to make an impression. And he made the wrong kind of impression, apparently, because the jury found in your favor.
Yes, well here's the deal. Like, they would have dropped this if they thought I was not going to pursue this in a civil suit, which I am. And I've been very clear about that from the very beginning, because what they did was they deleted my footage. They not only unlawfully arrested me, they deleted my footage. And that's a big trend that's happening all over the country where cops delete people's footage, and it has to stop. So I started making a big deal about it after I recovered the footage. And they're like, okay, well, this guy, because normally the people get arrested and they spend their time in jail, and then, you know, and they might get the charges dropped, but you can't make up for that time.
But, yeah, but
the guy's just talking about it and writing about it.
Is that where something like Quick helps?
That's QIK.com.
If you're recording on a cell phone, you know, that works, and there's a bunch of other apps out there. There's one
Bandizer.
I use called Tappin TV. But the problem I have with that, number one, I have a high quality camera that I prefer to use because it's just higher quality video.
Right.
And number two, I don't want to take a chance when these cops try to confiscate your phone or your camera, then they take your phone and you don't get it back. Then you lose not only your camera, but you lose your phone. And you know, right now, for many of us, that's our whole life right there, is our phone. But I prefer to use high quality cameras, really.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the technology hasn't really caught up where it's very easy to just live stream from a camera, unless you hook it up with a laptop and all these kind of iWire connections and whatever it's called. I'm not even sure about it.
And this situation, and this the eliminating of footage happens all the time. I mean, it's not even news. You've got to really be plugged in to just hear these stories, and there, you know, dozens and dozens of times I've heard stories of police deleting footage. And, you know, all I can, it makes me not trust the police. If they had a narrative planned and then they found out that you recovered your footage and had to change the narrative as a result, what that says to me is that the police in this case, and I wonder why the rest of them are deleting footage otherwise, the police in this case are a bunch of big fat liars. So,
in a lot of cases, Mark.
And there's, you know, supposedly there's all these knights in shining armor out there in the police department that are going to stand up, and they're not going to let this kind of thing happen. And, you know, clearly it didn't happen with the Miami-Dade Police Department. You know, there's quite a few officers were involved in this, and none of them stood up. I mean, none of the prosecuting attorneys brought charges against these police for preparing to tell a lie in court. You know, that kind of thing.
They're expected to lie in court. That's what the cops do.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I can only assume.
I've seen it happen time and time again.
I've heard police tell lies too. I've heard people who are not civilians tell lies. I know people tell lies. But what concerns me is this deleting of footage. If this happens in any case, and I don't care if this is the murder of 1,000 presidents. The charges should be dropped. Police should never, ever, in every extraneous charge that's involved.
But usually it works because most people don't know about recovering footage. They don't know that you can, like, for instance, if you've got an SD card-based or a hard drive-based camera, that if you don't record anything else to that card or that hard drive, and then you plug it in and you run an undelete program on it, there's a good chance all your files are still going to be there.
Yeah, very true.
So tell me more about this prosecutor, Carlos, and what it is, because I'm looking here on your blog, photographyisnotacrime.com, in your summary here. He says that a real journalist is supposed to follow police orders without a second thought, and a real journalist would never talk back to police. I mean, how dare you, Carlos, standing up for your rights?
Ridiculous. Well, like I say, I'm eventually going to put up his video of his argument so everyone can see for themselves. And the reason I haven't done it, it just takes so much time.
Sure.
And my computer has crashed a couple of times today. But yeah, basically, his closing argument was, at this point, they really had not a whole lot to go on. So that's what they're going to keep saying, that I was, I was not being respectful of the police authority. I had questioned their authority. I a lot of stupid things. So that's all they had to go on. So he was telling the jury that I was not a real journalist because I wasn't kissing their ass, basically.
Yep.
And it just doesn't come natural to me. It's something I won't do. So, I'm very upfront about where people stand with me. And, when it comes to cops, if they're blocking my shot, and there's one incident where...
We can't have you saying those words. Normally, we'd have to hang up on you if you're a regular caller.
No interview.
We
had to hit the dumb button on that one. No F-bombs, please. We are on the radio.
So what you're saying was...
You said
get the F out of my shot.
Yeah, okay.
And then they turned around and said, well, that shows he was not a real journalist. But a real journalist would actually stand up for the right to shoot, to record someone getting arrested.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, the Constitution...
you don't want me to record that? Okay, I'll turn around and pretend I didn't see what happened.
Right, Constitution...
Those are the journalists they want. A real journalist will say, get out of my way. I want to record this. This is the truth. And if you don't get out of my way, I'm going to raise some hell about it. I am going to tell you to get out of my way. I'm not afraid of your badge. I'm not afraid of your authority. I know my rights. And that's the problem with too many journalists these days. They don't want to question the cops because they don't want to look bad. They don't want to come across like unprofessional or combative. But what happens is the truth gets lost along the way.
Carlos, can you hang with us for another segment?
Yes.
All right, more with Carlos Miller. He is from Photography Is Not a Crime. Mark, you're trying to sneak in there with
the Constitution protects the right to freedom of press for a reason.
Clearly it doesn't. I mean, I've seen them ignore it time and time again. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here at 855-450-FREE, though questions for Carlos Miller come first because he is with us, the heroic photojournalist, independent photojournalist who has been arrested his share of times by the police for doing his job and recording various different things that are happening on the streets of Miami.
Right, and if you go to his website, right there on the front, he's got this collage of photos, and
his website is photographyisnotacrime.com.
Yeah, and there's a man that I would argue is, although he's not a photographer, he's being photographed. I think he's committing a crime there with that body. Have you seen that? There's a naked man.
I'm not looking at that page right now. Wait, where's the naked guy on Carlos Miller's website?
It's on his homepage there.
At photographyisnotacrime.com?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe it's down a ways. I haven't seen it yet.
Naked people are compelling photojournalism, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Carlos Miller. He's with us again, photographyisnotacrime.com. Found not guilty in a relatively short, as far as the jury deliberating, what was it, 30 minutes, Carlos?
Yeah, about 35 minutes.
And you were told, was it his closing argument where the prosecutor basically said you're a bad journalist because you're not a real journalist because you disobey the police and talk back?
Well, it was throughout the whole trial, but it really, you know, in the closing argument, they really drove that point home. Mm-hmm. That was the basis of their argument, their whole argument. You know, it's like he is not a real journalist because he's antagonistic and he has questions and he had a bandana on for a few minutes. And that's it, you know.
Wow. And then there's actually a picture of you, with like the judge posing for a photograph with one of the bailiffs, I believe that you took. So
tell me that. Tell me about that.
Well, Ed Newman, down here in Miami, football is a very, very popular sport, and the Dolphins are the most popular team down here. even though the Miami Heat is second right now because they won the national championship, but the Miami Dolphins have long been our favorite team down here. And so Ed Newman used to play for the Miami Dolphins, and Tony Nathan also played for the Miami Dolphins. And this is an awesome Miami story. You walk into a courtroom, and you got two former football celebrities, one guy on the bench, the other guy's the bailiff. And throughout the whole trial, they were very cool. You know, they allowed my friend to video record the trial, which is, of course, protected by law, but they didn't raise any issue about it, you know, because they knew it. The only person who raised an issue about that was the prosecutors, but whatever, you know, no one really listened to them. And we were able to video record the trial. They asked us not to record the jury, which was not our intention anyway. I didn't want the jury on video anyway. And that was it. So towards the end, you know, when the verdict was read, I was very happy. You know, it was very stressful. You know, even though I pretend, you know, oh, I'm very confident, I'm going to win this. You know, when you're there waiting for the jury to come out, you never know what the jury's going to say.
Oh, yeah.
You know the evidence is on your side. You know the law is on your side. But then when the jury's in there talking, especially after hearing all these stupid arguments about real journalists and fake journalists, you know, you never know. You never know what they're going to say. And I've already been through an experience where the jury ruled against me, and even though I was convicted, I won that in appeal. You know, I was already thinking. I was sitting there waiting, okay, I'm going to appeal this. If it comes back as a conviction, I'm already thinking the appeal in my head, because I would do it again.
Yeah, I've not had good experience watching juries, you know, in activist trials where it's the same situation. I mean, it's a clear oppression of basic human rights, and the jury comes back with a guilty, like they did with our friend Ademo from CopBlock.org. Or in another, you know, in other cases, juries have come back with guilty for other peaceful activists that have not done anything wrong. There was Benjamin Bartholomew out in California. He and his brother were holding a sign up on the side of the road that said taxes equals theft, and the cops stopped them and demanded identification, which, of course, they're on foot. They're not obligated to have any kind of identification on them.
They're not driving the sidewalk.
And so it didn't matter, though, to the jury, even though the law was crystal clear that there was no obligation for these guys to provide identification, the jury found them guilty anyway, and then in post post-trial statements with the media, the jurors made statements like, well, we know it wasn't illegal, but they should have done what the cops said.
Right.
Isn't that just so nauseating?
It's sick.
Right, and that's the problem with juries. You know, so at least with an appeal, you know, when I appealed my last conviction, you know, it went to a panel of three judges, and they can basically monitor each other, make us, you know, and display no favoritism. Because I had a judge at that time who was very biased against me. He was a former cop attorney, Jose Fernandez. He just did not like me at all. And he, in fact, gave me a harsher sentence than what the prosecutors were asking. And the prosecutor he didn't like me that much either. But he was actually at least trying to be reasonable with the sentence, giving me 3 months probation. This guy turned around, gave me a year probation and anger management and all kinds of things. But that was the basis of my appeal, that this guy was biased and he allowed my blog in as evidence, even though I did not start the blog until after my arrest. Now, this judge, on the other hand, he said, no, we're not going to allow the blog in. And any time the prosecutor tried to mention any of my blog posts, because he had printed out a stack load of my blog posts, and to try to paint the jury, like, yeah, look at him. He's making fun of us on the Internet. You know, so he's a bad guy. He's not a real journalist. The judge didn't accept that at all. That was irrelevant. So this judge was very by the book, you know. And then afterwards, I asked him, you know, can I get a picture? Because you guys are obviously very famous former football players. And he did it. You know, he smiled and they both smiled, are very cool, and they took the photos. I love to put that in my article because it shows just how the trial went. It was all in my favor. And when the judge and the bailiff, they posed for a photo, that's
cool.
Awesome. That shows the whole point, that photography is not a crime.
Yeah, that was really cool. Now, so what's next? I mean, there's going to be, I believe, a civil suit?
Oh, yeah. We're already proceeding with that. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, we're going forward with that. And that's been the plan all along. Except, you know, we haven't done anything because I needed to get past this first step. But now that's the next step. And, you know, so stay tuned for that.
Is this all cleared up now? Do you have any other charges pending or court trials ahead besides the civil case that you're going to be filing?
No, I'm done. You know,
it's a nice feeling.
Right now what I have is my lawsuit pending with the Metro Rail, which, if you remember, 2 years ago, I was permanently banned from the Metro Rail because I took the video of the Metro Rail.
Sounds like me, Carlos. I'm permanently banned from the courthouse, too.
Right, but except, yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how legal your band was, but my band was just some security guard who basically said, you're banned. And I went back a month later with a news crew and went in there to show, like, you know, I don't respect your band because I know you have no legal basis for that.
Was that the one where you went in with the demo from copblock.org? Because I remember that video.
No, that was afterwards. It was before the demo incident.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there with a news crew from HDNet TV, and then I got assaulted on their video camera, and they took my camera, and they kicked me out, and they punched me, and I ended up punching him back. So that got kind of ugly, but they hit me first. And the cops came, and Homeland Security from Miami-Dade PD, who did become very familiar with me, mm-hmm. they came, and they tried to tell me, well, you're not allowed to record the Metrorail. And we have the copy of the printout of the law in our hands saying, yes, we do. This is the law. And they don't want to even look at the law.
No, they have no
interest
in the law.
Kind of people we're talking about.
Law enforcement officers have no interest in the law.
They want to enforce their own law, not the actual law that's in the books.
So this last week we heard a judge say that he's not interested in what is moral, but only what the law says. And now we've got police that aren't interested in what the law says.
Nope.
So, and then yet people are afraid of anarchy.
Well, and then they make up, and then they make it up too on the spot. They'll just make up laws and
authority enforcement officers.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So Carlos, go ahead.
Like you have a lot of cops. I mean, like a lot of most citizens, they're not obsessed like we are about the laws. And, you know, you have a guy who's walking down the street, he has a cell phone, and he sees a cop making an arrest. He pulls out his cell phone, he starts recording, the cop turns around and says, hey, if you continue recording, I'm going to confiscate your camera as evidence. Well, you know, to the guy who doesn't pay attention, the guy who doesn't read my blog, the guy who's just really not obsessed like we are, well, he'll believe that.
Yeah.
He said, well, okay, maybe it makes some kind of sense. So he stops recording and moves on. But the truth is, the police have no legal right to confiscate your phone. They have no right to even threaten to confiscate your phone. And if they really want your phone that bad, they have to go through a judge and get a subpoena.
Now, Carlos,
and that's the whole point. That's the one thing I try to tell people.
If they get a subpoena then to get your phone, is that okay then? To you, Carlos?
Well, yeah, but by then you have downloaded your footage, and you know you want. Look, the whole point is.
Yeah, but
you know,
I mean, if you're going to argue that there's a principle there, why would it be okay if the court gets a subhoena?
Well, here's the thing. If I'm recording something that's like newsworthy, by the time they get a subpoena and get the footage, it's already going to be up on YouTube, so they can just get it from YouTube.
Well, it's not okay for them to take your phone under any circumstance.
Right.
A piece of paper doesn't make it okay, but it does make it legal. Hey, Carlos, one more segment. You got one more?
They don't allow anyone else to see what you saw.
Hold that thought, Carlos. 855-450-FREE. Hopefully, we'll return with him. And if you've got any questions for him, get on the lines now. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Live. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Live. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-855-450-3733. Mark, tell me about SACL, C-A-I.
SACL, C-A-I is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you're sick and tired of the arduous and vexing task of handling accounts receivable, turn it over to SACL, C-A-I. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They've been our sponsors for a very long time. SACL, C-A-I.
Carlos Miller is with us from photographyisnotacrime.com. You can head over there and see some clips from his trial, which was ultimately a success in front of a jury, came back with a not guilty verdict in about 35 minutes, and the issue was Carlos was leaving the area of the Occupy Miami when they were getting them out of the park at that time, I believe it was, or wherever it was they were gathered. He was walking away from that event, and the
disperse order had been issued.
Yeah, this was after that. I mean, he was there to cover it as a photojournalist, which is his trade. And one of the officers from the Miami Police Department, who happened to be the public information officer, stopped him from walking down a sidewalk. And he was going back to his car.
Walk in the middle of the road.
And then proceeded to arrest him because he, you know, wasn't an obedient real journalist. Because real journalists do what they're told. Whenever the cops tell them to do something, they do it. And they do it without question. And your attorneys, Carlos, had their own definition of what a real journalist was, though.
Well, you know, I'm very proud to say I had a super team of attorneys. You know, my two attorneys, compared to their little frat boy attorneys who just got out of college, I mean, those prosecutors were way over their heads, and that's going to be evident. When I put their arguments up, you're going to see that they almost put the jury to sleep. Which is fortunate, but we walked all over them, and my attorneys are very passionate, and it shows, and you can just see their clips are on my site right now, their opening argument and the closing argument, and I'm very proud of them. I mean, these guys, I mean, you know, especially Arnold Padilla, he stuck with me from the very beginning. He's been my attorney from the very beginning when all the other attorneys wanted nothing to do with me because I didn't have a popular blog at the time. And he said, well, you're not going to beat five cops. I said, yes, I will. And this guy believed in me, and we went in there, and we did our thing. I was convicted of one. They dropped eight charges and convicted me at once, but then I won that in appeal.
It's hard to find attorneys as an activist. It's hard to find attorneys who will, you know, step up and take a case. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's because they don't want to take on the state or why so many of them are uninterested in this. But there are so many different examples of activists having their rights absolutely trampled by the police, and attorneys just don't seem to really be interested. So good for you for finding a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Carlos, I know you're going to take this. Now that you've gotten your not guilty verdict, which, of course, you know, you should have gotten in the first place, you're going to take this into a civil suit and try to get some kind of justice out of the Miami-Dade Police Department. What's that going to look like? How long is it going to take? What are you expecting to get? How much of that's going to go to lawyer fees?
Well, here's the thing. You know, when it comes to these civil suits, you know, I personally, I'm not going to do this for the money because it's going to be hard. So I'm not even going to put a financial figure on it because if you look at it from a legal perspective, there has to be damages for there to be a monetary sum. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no physical damages. Fortunately, they did not beat me up. They did not destroy my cameras. They deleted the footage. So we're going to go after them with a 1983, which is a civil suit that my rights were violated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to put a monetary figure on that. So I'm basically,
what about
I'm
your
just
time, though, and energy that could have otherwise been spent, doing something productive?
Yeah, I mean, you were in their clutches for a certain amount of time while they arrested and processed you, right? I mean, how many hours did you lose?
Yeah, well, I spent the night in jail and all this time in pursuing this and raising money and everything.
But
it's going to be up to the jury to determine how much money will be given, because obviously it would be great to get a settlement. But I'm not going to even think about that.
Right.
My goal is to set a precedent when it comes to cops deleting footage. Because right now, as we mentioned earlier, too many cops go around, they delete footage, and they get away with it. And so they have no fear, even though it's a felony, even though the law says you're not allowed to destroy footage or evidence.
They don't care.
With evidence.
I mean,
So that's what I'm going. That's what I want.
Carlos. I'm not in it for the money either. I would just be happy to see the attorney make all the money because, you know, they're doing a lot of the hard work in a lot of cases if it's on contingency up front. So that's usually how I feel about it. And hopefully we'll have some success. I know that when you were here in New Hampshire after the Liberty Forum, you came out to Keene, and we had a group of activists go to the courthouse there where I myself and two other activists were arrested for trespass because we've been banned from the courthouse property forever for the horrible crime of asking government officials questions and singing songs out in the parking lot. And that case is still pending. This is the one case that I've ever been involved with where I did actually manage to find an attorney who is stepping up and taking the case pro bono. So hopefully we'll be able to overturn that trespass order and get that case kicked out, and then maybe we'll have a similar suit here. But, you know, you look at the police do whatever they want. You look at the Glick case out in Boston, where Simon Glick was arrested, who happened to be an attorney, which, you know, was good for him because it made it easy for him to take it to court. And he won with a real significant case saying that you have the right to record government workers whenever they're in the course of their public duties in public. And apparently that didn't matter a bit, because when I went into Palmer, Massachusetts town offices, as you reported recently on your blog, I was arrested within 2 minutes because I had a video camera with me. I mean, I even mentioned the Glick decision, and these cops didn't care.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You can walk in there with the law in your hand, and they've already had predetermined the law. And because, you know, the cop philosophy is you can beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride. So they don't care. They don't really care if the charges are dismissed against you for the most part. They put you in jail for one day. They prove their point, and that for them is a little victory.
Right.
So it's like a never ending battle, you know. And like Glick, well, he won $170,000. He got this awesome case law that's in the books. But, you know, it continues. It continues. So it's just a matter of we have to continue doing it, and maybe one day it'll stop, but it probably won't stop. But at least we'll get out there in a record, at least in a process we educate people, and we have the power now to put it up on YouTube and on the blog, so we don't have to depend on the mainstream media. Because if you have to depend on the mainstream media, then nothing will get done.
I don't think it's going to stop completely, Carlos, but I think it does sometimes give the cops something to think about, and maybe we'll back some of them down. There have been instances where I've been threatened with arrest by police officers, pulled over with Nemi, who's our Wednesday night co-host. The cop, I was recording it, of course, from the passenger seat, and the cop threatened me with arrest if I continued recording him. I told him I was not going to do that, and I moved in closer to get a better shot, and he backed down at that point. So I have a feeling that more cases like yours, and more cases like Simon Glick's will result in police officers at least thinking twice before they just jump straight to arresting a videographer. I think that I've seen that happen, because I've seen him, you know, I've seen cops, their gears turning when they realize that, uh-oh, that guy's not doing what I'm telling him to.
Yeah, you're right. I've seen it, too. I've seen a lot of cops, you know, basically they're getting smarter. And, you know, like all of us, we have to get much smarter in the digital age. You know, the cops have to take on the mentality that as any time they put on that uniform, they can end up on YouTube.
Yep.
And a smart cop would take on that attitude. You know, the dumb cops are the ones who say, well, I'm going to just take your camera and beat you up because you're videotaping me.
But,
well,
yeah, but there's a certain...
more worth.
There's a certain psychology to people who would become police officers in the first place. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of the bullying aspect, and, you know, there's a power trip to it. You know, a lot of cops, they have a power trip to them. And you see a lot of cops, they, you know, they go through divorces because they're very controlling, and not all of them, but a lot of them. You can tell when you talk to them. There's a difference between a cop who's professional and he talks to you as a human being should be talked to, and there's the other cop who barks at you. And, you know, Nancy Perez, I have a feeling she's part of the latter. She's a major. She's used to getting her way. She's used to saying things, and people just, like when she had me arrested, you know, if you look at the face of the other cops, they were surprised because they had seen me all night videotaping me, and they're like, well, this guy never had a problem with us. And you can look at their faces, but they had to do what she said. She's a major, so okay, we'll arrest them. But yeah, I mean, their faces were very surprised. Why is this guy getting arrested? This is done. This operation's completely over. Why is he going to jail now?
Maybe she wanted to exercise a little dominatrix over you there, Tyler.
I don't know.
You could just ask her if she wanted a date.
Well,
hey, lady, if you just wanted to date me, you wanted to touch me, you could have asked. Hey, Carlos,
to handcuff me.
You know what she could have done? You know, as a media spokesperson, she could have asked if I was a journalist. And she never did that. And she
knew who you were.
He never told me he was a journalist. Well, it's her job to ask me if she really cared, because it's not my job to tell her I'm a
journalist. But didn't she know who you were anyway? Like, she knew exactly who you were.
Oh, but you know what she said in trial? And here's another thing I'm going to put on my blog. Is she said, well, I never read the email. The email was sent to me, and I never opened it because I was very busy. So we're talking about, this is the commander of the media relations department, who on the busiest day of the year so far for them, where they're doing this huge action, and you know she's getting emailed by reporters, and so she's ignoring her email? No, that's bullcrap. I'm sorry.
Yep. Carlos, always good having you on, man. Always appreciate your time. Photographyisnotacrime.com, your brand new blog. Folks should go over, check it out, bookmark it, subscribe to the feed, and glad to hear about your victory in court. Appreciate
it. Well, guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks, dude. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. gold.freetalklive.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.